You are listening to Anamkara, a podcast about the spiritual journey and what makes us human. Anamkara is a soul friend, a person with whom you can share your deepest thoughts, feelings, and dreams with. In this podcast, I will share my journey as well as occasionally have guests from myriad different religions and walks of life. And for a time, we walk together and learn from each other's journey. So come along with us and be an Anamkara, a soul friend.
Hi, friends. Gosh, it's been a minute. It's amazing how fast time goes by. As I'm sure you realized, I took a hiatus between seasons of the podcast. I'm now working on some new guests, but thought I would check in with you and provide an update of my practice and what is new in my life lately. As I mentioned in previous episodes, the pandemic shifted something in me. And during that time, I studied and was certified as a therapeutic Qigong teacher. I learned to make healing salves, candles, and balms as a pastime. And since then, post-pandemic, I've deepened my appreciation of the slower life, the quieter life. Years ago, I studied mindfulness as a monk. And lately, I've deepen my practice, and it's become an everyday practice, whether during meditation, mindfulness while cutting vegetables, or on a walk in my neighborhood. Back in January, I adopted what I call a flexitarian diet, which for me means I seldom eat meat during the week, but I might eat some on weekends. This year, I've completed my 200-hour yoga teacher training, as well as mindfulness teacher training. And while I don't have any intention right now to teach yoga, I wanted to learn more about it. I want to learn the mechanics behind it and about the body. I just wanted to explore how to be more regular in my practice. And so that was one reason I did that. Starting in January, I will be teaching a mindful movement and a mindful meditation class, which are actually two classes regularly through my work. I've begun deepening my exploration of my relationship with food and plant-based diets by joining a school to train in herbalism. And early next year, I will start an apprenticeship with a local herbalist. So, you know, that's where I'm at. I'm here. Where are you? This week, I heard this question asked to another person, and I wanted to ask you. What three words would you use to describe the qualities of your soul? Let me ask it again. What three words would you use to describe the qualities of your soul? Think about it. What are three distinctly you qualities of your soul? For me, one would definitely be curiosity. Anyone that knows me in person knows that, but also you might even pick it up on the podcast. I'm fascinated by life. I'm fascinated by people and their stories and their backgrounds and things that have made them who they are. I'm also fascinated by the movements of nature and the changing of the seasons. So curiosity would definitely be one quality of my soul. Another might be this desire in me for integrity, which kind of goes with the integrity for justice, social justice. And while I know I'm not there, I'm not perfect in integrity by any means. There's something in me that presses me on towards that. And then one other may be kindness. And I feel like I inherited this from my mother, who's one of the most kind people I know and who I aspire to be like. So simply being kind. Sometimes I don't feel it, but my soul presses me to act kindly regardless of how I feel, to do the right thing and to be kind. So I'm curious, and I ask you, what three qualities would you say about your soul? Let me know. Feel free to email me at animkara405@gmail.com. And that's A-N as in nose, A-M as in mouse, C-A-R-A405@gmail.com. Let me know what three qualities you would use to describe your soul. Well, that's all the time I have for now. I just wanted to touch base with you. I hope to have more guests on the show soon. Thank you for your patience during the break. And I'll leave you with this quote by Ram Dass. Treat everyone you meet like God in drag.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you want to continue listening, please consider joining our Patreon or visiting us on Facebook. Until next time, this is Pax.